I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Travis's forecast brought to you by Certapro. All painting is personal.
Then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around. Turn
around. I wish we could have examined that belief of his more closely. It seems illogical for a sun worshiper to develop a philosophy of total brotherhood. Sun worship is usually a primitive superstition religion.
So if you're doing your solar eclipse watching wherever you may be, remember, don't look into the sun. Do glasses. Don't get caught up in the scams. But whatever it is, wherever you are, I guess Travis says it'll start about 1 o'clock, end about 4 o'clock, apex of it about 2:40 around here. Dargan Cogshall has found his way back to the radio station, back to school, everywhere except Charlottesville and Albemarle. How has the summer been at the Learning RX?
We actually had our busiest summer ever out of 7 years. I mean, it's
been like 7 straight years of busiest summer ever.
It is.
Keep going.
We have grown
exponentially.
Well,
that means more parents, but you get a lot of testimonial parents telling other parents, oh, this worked for my son, or even adults like myself who have done it.
And I brought him in the studio.
Yeah, and you bring him in and they say, this has really worked. And then you start to get teachers and guidance counselors saying, you might want to try this. One of the great disappointments I had was, you know, I guess when Yancey was working with you on a research project through the Curry School, and maybe that's somebody, you know, the conspiracy theorist in the audience said, that's why they closed Yancey, is because they were doing alternative education ideas and looking outside of the box. But, you know, even where the professional educators are starting to look at what you guys do at the Learning RX, it hits home.
It does. And we know now, obviously, there's a growing body of scientific evidence that is supporting all of those feel-good stories, mm-hmm. and there's legitimate science behind structurally changing the brain and the way it processes information, which enables students to be in a learning setting and access curriculum more easily, automatically, and then demonstrate it on however we choose to assess them.
Now, you have a friend on the line from out west where I'm sure it's still dark out there. Amy Moore, Dr. Amy Moore, is with the Gibson Institute, GibsonResearchInstitute.org. Good morning, Amy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Joe?
Very good. Do you have an eclipse watching plan? Or?
Yes. Actually, the Learning RX headquarters has an eclipse party planned for our back deck.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. And so now talk about the work you do at the Gibson Research Institute. What have you been involved in?
So I coordinate all of the research, internal and external research, on Learning RX programs out of the Learning RX headquarters. So I run the Research Institute here in Colorado Springs.
Last time we spoke with anyone in Colorado Springs, we were actually talking about some of the more profound work, not just students achieving, but you've done amazing things, you know, in terms of healing traumatic brain injury and things like that. I mean, it almost seems too good to be true sometimes, all the benefits that have been gained from this process of brain training.
Absolutely. We're seeing changes not only on neuropsychological test results, but we're seeing real life changes. People are getting their lives back. We just published a study that we did with 11 soldiers who had traumatic brain injury. And, you know, not only did they improve in memory and processing speed and logic and reasoning skills, but, you know, they actually are able now to have a higher tolerance for frustration. They can multitask. Many of them were able to go back to work. So it's super exciting. We're actually running a clinical trial right now where we're using MRI to look at changes in the brain following brain training.
Physical changes in the brain.
Physical changes. And what we're seeing is increased connections between parts of the brain, more cognitive flexibility. But then we're also seeing those changes correlate with the test scores. So super exciting things that we're seeing.
And Dargan, how does this connect here in Charlottesville to the folks who are coming into the Learning RX over our, in the Sachem Plaza?
Well, obviously, we live in an academic community, and we've worked with dozens and dozens of children from, say, UVA faculty members, and they come from the scientific community and the publishing community. And so the first thing they ask me when they walk in the door is, what does the research say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
well,
so
that's what made what you were doing with Curry so compelling to me, was that this was data. This was actually to show, you know, that very questioning, all right, what does it say when you do this blind, you know,
correct,
side by side?
And what Dr. Moore has been pursuing is, we now have randomized control studies where we actually have active control groups being compared against the intervention groups. There's no one in the industry that is doing research at that standard. I mean, that's biological pharmaceutical level criteria.
Well, and I think it bears out, you know, why would somebody do this to themselves if they didn't believe in what the results would get? Guys, I have to run to a break here. Can we hang on to you for a moment?
Sure.
All right. Dr. Amy Moore from the Gibson Research Institute and Dargan Kongshel from Learning RX here in Charlottesville. WCHV time 8:13.
What?
WCHV time 8:24. And visiting with Dr. Amy Moore of the Gibson Research Institute, Dargan Kongshel of the Learning RX. We'll get to you on the phones in a moment at 434-964-1075. Dargan, you were saying there's some clinical trials going on that circle around three different instance groups. ADHD, which is sort of how you and I came to know one another, through, you know, the work you guys do working with kids instead of medicating them, you know, educating
Correct.
Them and working them through their ADHD, but also traumatic brain injury and also aging, correct?
Correct. Mild cognitive impairment.
I'm sorry, I'm the DJ. I speak in short form.
Yeah, so Amy, these are active trials. She can discuss.
Amy, so what are these trials going on, and how does somebody join them?
Well, they're enrolling by invitation only, because they have to be in our local area, and we're partnering with a functional medicine physician. So these are referrals from his office right now. But we're doing three trials, one on ADHD, traumatic brain injury, and then early Alzheimer's. And the early Alzheimer's study is super exciting because what we've learned in the industry is that you need a multidisciplinary approach to reversing cognitive decline in early Alzheimer's and mild cognitive impairment. So we're looking not only at LearningRx one-on-one cognitive training, but we're also looking at diet, exercise, sleep habits, and then supplements, nutritional supplements that reduce inflammation in the brain. So that's an exciting study for sure. And we're using MRI for all three of these groups, again, to look at those physical structural changes in the brain.
When you talk about traumatic brain injury, I know there's the two groups that pop off the easel at everybody are, you know, obviously the professional athletes, you know, vis-a-vis the football players, but also our men and women in the military who come back quite frequently now with traumatic brain injury. Are these the groups you're working on in that?
So we hope to look at sports injury at some point. Right now, our focus is on military traumatic brain injury and civilian traumatic brain injury.
And what is the upshoot? I know that we talked a few years ago with some folks out there in Colorado Springs that had seen some really dramatic responses, but now you're looking at something that you can put onto a piece of paper and say, here's what we've studied, double blind, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. So what we're doing right now is a series of case studies. So these are not double-blind randomized controlled trials. These are case studies so that we can really drill down on the individual adaptations that we need to make for these groups.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to see if we can see those changes on MRI so that then we can do grant-funded studies that are randomized controlled trials with these groups.
Well, it's very exciting time, having gone through it myself, and Dargan, the scary, you know, taskmaster, you know, running his little house of horrors, where he, you know, I still wake up screaming in the night hearing a metronome clicking in my head. Now, I kid, but it was amazing. I mean, the workout program for somebody who is 50 years old and, you know, as Dargan suggested, I do it just coming out of my chemotherapy and dealing with that part of the health process. But I had always had these problems remembering. I had CRS, which is, you know, of course, clinically known as can't remember stuff. And Dargan, you know, found out what it was and then fixed it. You know, the interesting thing is now I see it in my daughter. My older two sons, I don't see it in, but my daughter is almost exactly like me in this. So at some point, I probably have to send her to see Dargan as well. And I'm sure she'll think I'm torturing her. But it's amazing the feeling when you come out the other side and you realize, wow, it's like going to that workout where you have some taskmaster who's like, come on, do another lap. Come on, do another lap. And you come out of it and you're like, oh, that was exhausting. And then you realize, wow, I really feel great at the end of it.
Right. It's a mental sweat that we create.
It is. And
it's fun. I think that that's the important message that everyone needs to know, that it's not torture, that it is a lot of fun. And you build a really strong relationship with your personal brain trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's really what differentiates this program from all of the computer-based brain training games that are on the market, that this is a person that you're sitting across the table from, mm-hmm. pushing you and encouraging you and giving you constant feedback, finding your point of failure and pushing you through it.
It is perhaps the big difference that, you know, you find because, and I see this, I talk to people in the physical training world, and they're like, well, there's a reason personal trainers are successful is because you feel that buy-in. Whereas if you're just doing a computer program, I'll skip today.
Yeah,
you can't do that when somebody's sitting there waiting for you, tapping on the watch, saying, you were supposed to be here 10 minutes ago, Joe, where were you? So I appreciate it, Amy, for everything you do there. GibsonResearchInstitute.org. Dargan, go ahead.
Yeah, look for some exciting announcements in the fall. We're going to be celebrating our 100,000th brain trained. And so we're going to be doing some exciting events and some promotions around 100,000 people through this intervention.
We've got to put a sign on your golden arches there.
Yeah, we will. That's right.
Thank you so much, Amy. You have a great day. Dargan, thank you,
sir.
You too. Big John is on the line with us at 434-964-1075. What's up, Big John?
Oh, Joe, I've been talking with some people and starting to follow the money a little bit.
Money on what?
After being there.
Money,
and then,
well, at the time, you jumped into the middle of something here. Money on what?
Well, the Antifa groups. What I want to know is how millennial losers between 20 and 30 with do-nothing degrees with lots of college debt can afford to travel to all of these cities around the country and go to all these protests.
All right. Can you hang on to that a second? It's a great question. You say you were following some of the money. I want to hear where it took you, okay?